We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What is going on, Colts Nation? Welcome back to another episode of Bring the Juice. Guys, we wanted to talk here real quick about this video here. There's some interesting stuff going on with DeForest Buckner and his contract. But before we get started here, guys, I wanted to say this video is presented by Prize Picks. Make sure to go on the Prize Picks apps today and make sure to sign up using the code BTJ for a $100 deposit match when you sign up. Now, guys, the Indianapolis Colts here just recently re-signed All-Pro, Pro Bowl defensive tackle DeForest Buckner to a new contract extension. DeForest Buckner was looking for a new contract after this year. It was the final year of his current contract. So the Indianapolis Colts locked him up until at least the end of the 2026 season. So, again, the DeForest Buckner, who has been a really great player for the Indianapolis Colts over the last several years since they brought him here in 2020, has led the team in sacks, has been one of the best defensive tackles in the entire NFL since coming over here. So no doubt that Ballard was not going to allow DeForest Buckner to go and test free agency anywhere, was looking to try and get that figured out. Now, of course, also just a reminder that the Indianapolis Colts, or DeForest Buckner said he never really thought about leaving Indianapolis. You know, it was always on his mind to come back even after this year, even if there was no contract. So it's great to see that the Colts were able to get this deal done. Now, the interesting part about this, though, what we're looking at here in regards to the details of the contract, here's the deal. So the Indianapolis Colts, per over the cap, DeForest Buckner's new contract cap hits are, and I'll look at them here for you guys right now, $8.3 million this year, $26.6 in 2025, $26.6 in 2026, and then it's voided with a $7.2 million in 2027. And per Cody Manning on Twitter, stated because of the 2 years voided, two void years added on the back end of his contract, the Colts now have $28.4 million in cap space that they now have currently as we sit here now. I've heard some reports say it's a little bit more fluctuant than that, but nevertheless, Indianapolis right now has over $20 million in cap, has now, over $25 million in cap. Whether the numbers, I've heard 26, I've heard 28, it's somewhere above $25 million. So this was important to know about the contract for DeForest Buckner, because basically what this means is the majority of the contract, so they took basically money that he was going to make this year, took it out of the contract, and put it into the next few years. So basically, that's what's important here, is that they took money out of what he was going to get paid this year and fluctuated into the next contract. And according to Dustin Adams, I think he said that this is like one of the first times, one of the few times that the Colts have ever used a void at the end of a contract. I'm not going to go into the nitty-gritty details of it because I'm not really too familiar with it. But what this could mean is after the $8 or $9 million that you need for your rookies coming in for Indy. As we said, guys, today's episode is sponsored by Prize Picks. Now, what is Prize Picks? Prize Picks is the largest daily fantasy sports platform in North America. Instead of battling against thousands of other players across platforms, you're basically picking 2 to 6 player stat projections, and you're choosing more or less on those stat projections to be able to watch those winnings roll in. It's very easy. Do you guys want to play along at some of Prize Picks' favorite players like rapper Meek Mill and UFC fighter Sugar Sean O'Malley? Well, if you guys sign up today, you can find the community plays under the promos tab of the app to view the entries of some of the biggest names on the platform and be a part of that as well. You can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. You can turn $10 into $1,000 just like that with NBA, NHL, and college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Like a lot of other things, guys, they also offer injury insurance, so your entries stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. So if someone exits the game in the first half and does not return in the second, that player projection won't count against you and the rest of your entry stays live. So it's great bounce back for that one. What I love about the app as well, guys, is it's not just sports like NBA, NHL, football, and tennis, and baseball, and all these other things, but there's also a lot of others that go into it as well. If you like to place entries on video game situations like Call of Duty, CS2, Apex, if that's something that appeals to you, there's a wide variety of sports and video games and everything else that you can place entries on. And I love how expansive it is. Even just looking at the NBA, there's entries you can make with turnovers, with points. You can do combo deals, dunks, field goals attempted, all these different things. So there's just so many different ways to make money off of these entries. Be sure to download the app today and use code BTJ for a first deposit match up to $100. Again, download the app today and use code BTJ for a first deposit match up to $100. Again, it's sponsored by Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. You look at it now, and if the Indianapolis Colts have over $25 million in cap now free, and then you take 9 of that away, that means now, instead of Indianapolis now only having, what, like $2 or $3 million to spend on an incoming free agent? That's all they'd have left. If they didn't do anything with this contract, that's what they would have left after the rookies. But now, because you fluctuated this stuff from DeForest Buckner's contract, this now gives you an opportunity to make one or two more moves before the draft or after the draft.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
to make some big moves to help this team. And that was why it was so important to see the details of this contract, because we were hearing about, again, if they did an extension with DeForest Buckner, it's why we kept asking, when are they going to do an extension on someone? Because you can fluctuate numbers into other years of an extension to try and help you to get more money now, which is a huge thing if you're the Indianapolis Colts, because again, you're trying to build up this roster, trying to get more guys in here. Sure, you might have to pay DeForest Buckner a few more million dollars than what you would like later on in the contract extension, but the cap number is just going to keep going up. And that is the loophole around it for these teams. They're able to make these deals work if they can move these extensions. Now, what does all this mean? Well, like we said, if you're freeing up cap space like this, that means there could be a big move looming. I mean, I don't even know necessarily if it's a big move or if it's like making one or two more moves that you feel you could do. Again, $16 million is a lot of money. That's a lot of money, and especially since there's only a couple options that you can really go with for anyone to really drastically improve this team. There's still a lot of safeties out on the market, man. There's still a lot of safeties out on the market. There's players and there's veteran corners that you could look for in this group. There's a lot of things that could happen. I just look at this and say, to answer the question of the video, you don't make a move like this if you're not still interested in adding more. If the Colts were complacent, now, I mean, granted, I never thought they were complacent. I thought they would make some moves. And, you know, opening up a little bit more in cap definitely helps that. But you freed up $14 million. That's a lot of money. There's virtually there's not a lot of dudes left more than $14 million. There's a lot of dudes you could get with adding $14 million to your cap. You could do so much with that. So much more. The opportunities are, there's a lot of opportunities now for Indy with them having, like I said, after the money that you're going to have to pay for the rookies, you're going to have over $15 million in cap left. Over 15. Easy, comfortably. You might even be close to 20 mil. So there's a lot of opportunities now. Can you make a trade for someone, a big name, that can help you come in right away and do something? Could you bring in that big name free agent safety that can help fix this team for the immediate future? You know, who knows? Like what all you could do with that cap? That's a lot of opportunities. And again, I think it does hint at that. I know a lot of people, again, want to say Ballard's not going to do anything with it, but you wouldn't make that kind of move if you knew that there were moves you were trying to make, you needed that much cap and you needed to move it around that much. I'm telling you, it's not, there's just no reason to have moved $14 million in cap if you as a general manager were not about to go out and make some more moves. So this is a definite sign that a move is coming. Who it is, what it is, I don't know. Who knows? Maybe it's even an option for, if the Indianapolis Colts want to move up in the draft. If you move up earlier in the draft, you have to pay more for the guys that are earlier in the draft. You do. Not every first-round draft pick gets paid the same. The guys higher up, it may take an extra mil or two, might take a few more mil to be able to do that, especially if you're moving up into the top 10. So maybe the Colts are preparing for that. Maybe they're preparing for the fact that they got to spend some more money in the draft, because they're looking to trade up. They're looking to trade up to get the big name. Or it could not be a draft-related thing. It could just be there's a few safeties on the market still. There's a cornerback that they're looking to trade for before the draft.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. In hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
There's a lot of opportunities here. So it's a huge move for the Indianapolis Colts. They were able to not only lock down DeForest Buckner through the 2026 season, you also made it to where you now can pursue another option in this offseason with that kind of money. So a great move by Ballard if he can pull something off that's going to improve this team with that cap. But let me know what you guys think of this. What are you guys feeling about this change in the numbers for DeForest Buckner and how much cap it freed? What does it mean to you? But that's going to do it for this one, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. And as always, go Colts. Yeah.